Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
I called the installation office twice. I was not able to speak with anyone, but on my second attempt, I left a message informing them of the situation and requesting that they please reach out to the customer to provide the customer with a more narrowed down time frame.
All right. Is that all we can do?
That's all that we can do currently. And so, I mean, if you speak with the customer again, you can let the customer know XPO's called the installation office and requested that the installation office call you to inform you of your narrowed down time frame. And they will.
Okay. Do we know who the installer is?
They do know who the installer is. Yes, sir.
Can you see that information, or? I think we've already done this kind of thing, what you just did, several times. So if I could reach out directly to the installer, that might be helpful.
I mean, I can't give out the number to the installation office, but the installer that is assigned to go out to the customer's residence tomorrow is the head installer with the installation office.
The head is that part of your company, or is it a different company?
It's a private company, a private installation office.
Okay. Do you know the name of the company that's like physically sending a human being out to her house?
I'm technically not supposed to provide the name of the company. I mean, I guess I could tell you. I mean, if I get in trouble, I get in trouble. I'll just have to take the heat. It's Peter's Appliance Service. So Peter's Appliance Service.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get anyone in trouble. I'm just trying to help out the customer. I mean, if I call the customer back with no information, then we're all going to get in trouble because she's most definitely going to call the corporate office.
I'm
just trying to save us from that fate.
Whatever you do, do not tell the customer that Peter's Appliance Service is the installation office. Do not tell the customer that. And, you know, while this customer may be the most lovely and the most nicest, sweetest person that you could ever meet in your history of your entire lifetime, The reason that we can't give out the names of the installation offices is because, you know, as you and I both have experienced, you get those customers that are irate, and maybe the smallest little thing caused them just to be absolutely irate. They're extremely mad. They're so angry. And the reason why we can't give them the number or tell them who the installation office is because then they could look them up in the phone book and start calling that installation office and then yelling and cursing and screaming at the people who work at the installation office. So if the customer wants to yell and cuss and scream at anybody, they need to call us at XPO.
Right.
So if they're at your store and it's a job that's related, if it's an XPO job and they're yelling and screaming and cussing at you, you can tell them, look, you can call XPO. This is the phone number for XPO, and they can call us, and they can yell and cuss and scream at us. That's perfectly fine. We understand customers do get upset, but that's why we can't provide the name of the installation office or the phone number to the installation office, so that we can prevent, you know, the installation office from getting harassed by customers who are irate. Because that's what we're here to. We're supposed to handle those customers. Because we
right.
are.
Right. I totally get it. I won't. I'll make sure, and I'm not gonna, you know, give that information to the customer. I'm just making a last ditch effort myself. So I will keep that confidential.
Thank you so very much. Because yeah, if this customer is not the sweetest, nicest, most lovely lady that you could ever meet in your life, if they want to cuss and scream at somebody, let them call and cuss and scream at me or one of my coworkers. That's fine. That's what we're here for. But we just can't have them calling the installation office with that attitude, because we're here to intercept that and then, you know, to de-escalate the customer to the best of our ability, handle the situation, calm the customer down, and then try to find a resolution that'll be satisfactory to the customer. That's our job.
Right. Very good. Well, I appreciate your help in facilitating that. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure. And I would like to thank you. And if you don't mind holding, let me see what I can do. Let me do this one more thing as a favor for you and the customer. Let me send an email to the installation office while I have you on the phone to request that they call the customer. Because, you know, sometimes people forget to check their messages on their phone. In the off chance that the head installer forgets to check his messages on his phone, he'll also have an email requesting that he contact this customer to provide that more narrowed down time frame. Let's see here. And I appreciate your patience.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure to assist you. And it won't be too much longer now. I bet this lady is really nice and sweet. She lives in New Hampshire. As far as I've experienced, everybody in New Hampshire is really nice.
Yeah, a lot of nice people. She currently is not the happiest of them, but all in all, I've had much worse.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I have sent an email over to the installation office. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, sir. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it. Thank you, and have a good evening.
You're very welcome. I thank you very much. I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.